and you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I'm joined on the line by Katrina. Good morning to you, Katrina.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you this morning?
Very good.
Good, nice, good.
And bright day out there for a change.
It is. You can feel that kind of a bit of that winter weather coming in now. It's getting that little bit nippy. But we're going to talk all about pet therapy this morning. So tell us a little bit about animal therapy and what is it?
So the animal therapy is kind of a suite of different techniques and modalities which improve general animal health. But in most cases, it's actually the animals that either suffered an injury or had a surgery. And so it's pretty much very similar to a human physio, let's say. So, for example, if you break your leg, I'm sorry, I'm touching wood. So after you have a cast on, let's say, and you're not using your leg for a while and all the muscles atrophy, that means that you lose the muscle mass. So after your cast is off and the bone is healed, now this is kind of a happy path and very easy scenario, your leg is not functioning the same way as it was before, and you need to start working on bringing the muscles back and start stretching them and get back the flexibility and range of motion to gain back the functionality of that limb that you had before.
Okay.
So that's really in kind of overall and very high level, in very easy way, explained what actually I do.
Okay, so if a dog or an animal hasn't gone through surgery, but you feel they maybe mentally hyperactive, you know, I'm just kind of going by a dog that we have in the family, and the dog is just pure, it's pure wild. It just doesn't, it doesn't kind of relax at all. Would therapy do anything for this type of animal?
Oh yeah, definitely. I also work with dogs that suffer from anxiety because, for example, the different massage techniques, they relieve the stress and they work as relaxing and kind of calming kind of techniques. So I also do acupressure and reflexology. So reflexology is basically touching the paws and the feet of the dogs or the cats. And that relieves the pressure and the stress. And that actually itself calms the pet or the animal. So yes, definitely, especially now we are coming into the Halloween and firework season and so on, so on. There are a few different techniques how to calm the dog, and I usually in September already have people asking, what can I do because the dogs are scared.
Mm. And tell us a little bit about that. What should we be looking out for around this time? With I keep my dog indoors now. I don't let him outdoors at all around this time because he does get frightened. What should we be doing to avoid the dog becoming distressed if the bangers are going off, which they are kind of going off every few minutes now?
Yeah, so there is two different techniques, and it's a little bit more into kind of a behavior, what you as the owner can do. But one of the things is there is a body wrap, and the technique is called T-Touch. You can look it up. There is actually loads of videos, even on YouTube, available free. And it's a little kind of, it works similar to if you ever seen the thunder shirt or kind of similar techniques where the wrap or the T-shirt, it actually presses on the different acupressure points. So it actually provides that kind of calming relief, as well as it is a little bit like a safety kind of a barrier. Okay. For the dog. So this is one of the techniques that the owners can look up. Another very easy kind of tips would be, I do it myself, I have a music on in the evening. It's not great if I need to do something else, but I just am trying to distract them and cover the sound of the fireworks. Another thing is you can actually desensitize the dog to the sound of the fireworks. So it's a positive reinforcement. So every time, let's say, the fireworks goes off, you give a piece of treat, and basically the dog associates that sound with something good and positive instead of something that scares them. Now, all of this, like this technique on the training, it does require a lot of time and patience, and you need to repeat it constantly. So you pretty much need to be there on the spot waiting for the fireworks to go off, or record it and then play it for the dog so they understand that the sound means good thing will happen and they get a treat or a rub or a favorite toy or whatever it is.
Okay, now I've just got a text in, and they say on the text, They have a pup. They've had him 3 months, 4 months. Yeah, 3.5 months. And he's connected with one member of the family. And when that one member of the family goes out, he just gets so distressed and barks and barks and barks until that person comes back. Is there anything you can do to help this person?
This would be, again, a little bit more on the behaviour kind of a side then and the training. So it does sound like the dog suffers from separation anxiety. Now, I am not a behaviorist or a dog trainer, but I actually seen loads of different techniques how you prolong the time that you are away from the dog. So it starts with you leave the room and give a puppy a toy or two or something, and you leave the room for, 5 seconds and come back to show the puppy you are coming back. And then you keep building that time up. So from 3 seconds, it's 5 minutes. And then in 3 weeks, it's actually 10 minutes. And you build the time away so they understand that the person is actually coming back and they are not being left alone. But if it is puppy, it probably needs something to, you know, to occupy himself or herself with. So either a chew or toy or something, because the puppies, they need loads of stimulation and work and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know, conk stuff with peanut butter or frozen carrots, whatever people prefer to do, choose really great to distract the puppy from all your favorite person is actually leaving. And maybe also making a better bond with the rest of the members of the family, you know? So when your favorite person is gone, the puppy understands that actually, well, there are my other kind of favorite people still there, you know? So
yeah,
those people would need to go and start taking puppy, let's say, for walks and give the treats and do the feeding, because probably the, I keep it calling favorite person, but that's the main person who looks after the puppy probably. So, build the bond with other kind of people in the family as well, you know?
And Katharina, who should consider pet therapy? As I said, that lady that texted in there, would you always kind of, if a dog has gone through a big operation, would you always consider or advise that a person should get therapy on the dog after going through a big operation?
Oh, I don't look only after dogs.
It's also cats.
Mm-hmm. And maybe in the future, horses as well. But at the moment, it's dogs and cats mainly. And it's not only the dogs that had a surgery. It's definitely dogs where they have and suffer from the condition where the vet recommended, you know what, the surgical treatment is probably not the best option. So the conservative management would be, we go with the, let's say, meds and physical therapies such as massage and phototherapy or photobiomodulation, what is kind of a low-level laser, what I use as well. It's just a, looks like a little scanner, let's say, with a little red light. So that is really helpful. Or electrotherapy or electrostimulation that basically works as bump up the muscles. So, for example, when I was explaining about your leg and muscle atrophy or muscle loss, so that is a great combination and great way to bring back the muscle that was lost. So it can be also a condition or disease that the pet has, but actually the surgical treatment isn't the best. Also, there are some of the chronic conditions, for example, very common. I think it's something like every second dog or every third dog out there suffers from arthritis. And there are dogs that actually, they suffer from arthritis from very young age. What I think is perception, people think that arthritis is something that old animals get, but actually it's even young dogs can suffer from arthritis. So management of the arthritis, for example, as a condition, it's not something that can be surgical resolved. So it's again one of the chronic conditions that I would have quite a lot of dogs that I would be looking after and that are actually suffering from arthritis. So it's conditions like that as well. Or performance and agility dogs. So I have some of the clients that they enjoy training agility with their dogs, and it's kind of a, let's call it maintenance of their dogs. So I see them every, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, or before they are going to the competition. I know they are having competitions, so the owner would want me, oh, can you come and do the massage? Because I actually know that the dogs are so much better after the session with you, and they just, they feel happier, they look happier. Yeah. So I do also work on dogs that are running as agility dogs.
Okay, so Katrina, if people are listening today and they would think they could benefit, their animal could benefit of going for a session with yourself, do the owners get involved as well, or do they just leave the dog with you, or do you show the owners how to treat the dogs?
Yes, so definitely what I do is that the session starts with the assessment. So I assess the muscle mass, general well-being and the condition of the dog, how bright or responsive I see, if I think the dog is hydrated or not. And it's basically an assessment of the walk, what is called the gait analysis at the very beginning. So I will have a look, okay, do I think that there is weight balance somewhere? So for example, the dog is shifting the weight to the front, therefore it looks like we have some problem at the back or at the hindquarters of the dog, and therefore that's the area we need to address. So there is a bit of the assessment that is done during the session as well. And then I decide as to like, okay, what are the areas that need to be treated? And that's what we're going to work on during the session. I do use, as I mentioned, a few different machines as well. So the session takes about 1 hour. It's a little bit longer if it is the first session. But then I do explain what we are trying to achieve, and then I do give it's kind of a suit of therapeutic or prescription exercise, let's say. I'll tell the owner that, for example, to bump up the muscles on the hind legs, hill walking or up the stairs walking. Now, this is controlled. Don't let your dog run like crazy up the stairs. But, for example, take the lead and walk with the dog up the stairs on the lead, slowly. So the dog needs to push from each of the hind legs. So there is exercises that I would suggest to the owner, and then I explain how to do them correctly and how often to do them, and how many repetitions, as well as if there is any other kind of techniques or massage or stretching or a range of motion that the owner can do with the animal while I am not there, because they're with the animal every day. I am not there every day. So definitely I do explain and show the owner as well any kind of, let's call them hints and tips on kind of how to improve your dog's well-being as well, while I don't see the dog, but they are there every day. Yeah. So it's always something very short and very easy to do. For example, a little massage when they are sitting on the sofa with their dog for 10 minutes every evening. So it's not a massive routine or a very time-consuming, but I do ask the owners to work with the animals as well.
Yeah. And could you give out the your number, and if you have a Facebook page as well, if they want to have a look up before they come along and just have a little bit of a read of what you do, if you can give out the details?
Yes, definitely. So actually, we released also kind of a little short video, so that may be quite handy because it's only 2 minutes, and it is on the Facebook page. So if people who are either interested or they are kind of curious what exactly and actually I do, so it's CDC Animal Therapy on Facebook, the same on Instagram, and actually the website is currently in making, and it should be up in about 4 weeks. So it will be cdcanimaltherapy.ie. And my direct telephone number is 089-4962-536. So I am available even like on WhatsApp, and I do have some owners that live far away, because I am based here in the north side of Dublin, but I have some of the owners who live far away. For example, I have a lady from Wexford who contacted me and asked for some help and advice, but it is very far away for me to go down to Wexford to see her dog. Now, this is a lady who has several Great Danes, so it's massive dogs as well, so transport might not be the easiest. So we did kind of online consultation. I know this will sound a little bit crazy, but we actually did online consult with her, and I was able to see the dogs over the camera, but also I told her some tips and tricks and few different things what she can do, and she actually was very happy because the dog definitely improved after only what she was doing. So brilliant. I did find the technology is actually beneficial.
Great. So you do get a good response, and it does work on a lot of the animals. Does it work on every animal that you've dealt with?
I have to say, I can't think of the dog that we didn't manage to get some kind of approval. Mm. Sometimes you have spinal cases, for example, or neurological cases, where you don't know if that dog or cat will walk it again, or walk perfectly, or run perfectly, you know. But you always see improvement. So I have three dogs, and one of my dogs, he has arthritis, he had a surgery, so I actually rehabbed my own dog as well, and I see because I keep taking videos as we come along the way, so you see, okay, this is how he was walking a few months ago, and now I see the way how he's walking now, and you can see a massive difference there, you know. So you definitely can compare that, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what one of the things what I would suggest for the owners as well, you know.
Mm.
Keep pictures, keep videos as well, because maybe even if you think, I am not sure if there is improvement, actually, because you see your animal every day, it's difficult to kind of spot the difference. But if you have a video, or maybe even slow motion video, then you can actually realize, okay, there is a difference. The movement is more fluent, or the dog is less lame, or he couldn't jump on the sofa before, he's jumping on the sofa now.
Brilliant,
The dog wouldn't walk up the stairs, and now the dog is walking up the stairs. You know, so it's the kind of smaller things. By those, you can actually say that, okay, the dog couldn't do it before, now the dog is doing it. So,
brilliant.
You know, you can see the improvement there.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks a million, Katrina, for talking to us today. I know we kind of focus on dogs, but you look after cats as well. And as I said, hopefully maybe in the future horses. So if cat owners are there as well and they want to go along, you look after cats. So it's CDC Animal Therapy, and you can go on to the web address again is just cdcanimaltherapy.ie.
CDC, yes, that's correct, but it's not live yet. It will be live in about 4 weeks, so I apologize for that, but it's work in progress. But the Facebook page and Instagram, they are up and running, and also there is loads of videos and pictures and loads of different materials and tips and the hints. Kind of make video of the joint supplements I suggest or I use myself on the dogs, and different kind of therapies as a hot therapy that is very easy and very cheap to use home for your dogs. And the benefits.
Okay, well, we'll talk. We will talk again with you in maybe a couple of months. We probably focus more on cats, or if you've got involved with horses as well. But in the meantime, thanks a million for talking to us, Katrina, and good luck with that. Okay.
Thank you so much, and have a fabulous rest of the day.
You too. Thanks a million. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. And that was Katarina Kamifich, whether I've pronounced that wrong, I don't know. And she spoke to us there from the CDC Animal Therapy. And remember, the number is 089 496 2536. That's 089 496 2536. Or you can go on to cdcanimaltherapy.ie.